I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
After the hour, good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast, and for the rest of us, a good Saturday morning, happy weekend. Thank you for joining us and making Garden America part of your weekend. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, taking your questions, comments at 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there on Facebook Live. And to answer your question, John, the wasp won.
Ooh.
The wasp won the battle with the tarantula.
See, I would have picked the tarantula.
So would I.
It's not always bigger.
No.
Those wasps are savvy. Savage.
You know, another interesting two animals that fight each other, the mongoose and the cobra snake.
Right.
And they're both about even in terms of the ability to win the fight. So it's just a matter of who gets the first lick in or the first bite in.
Yeah.
But you go on YouTube and watch some of those. The mongoose is not afraid at all.
No.
Very vicious.
Wasn't there a place that they brought mongooses to solve the snake problem? And then they ended up taking over?
Hawaii.
Yeah.
It was Hawaii, right. Wasn't it?
Maui.
Yeah.
They brought the mongoose to take care of the snake problem, but the mongoose, I forget which way it went, but one is nocturnal and the other was up during the day, so they never met each other.
Oh, boy. Anyway, hey, we are back after a nice break. We had the news, of course, for you, top of the hour. We are back with Garden Talk here on Garden America, Facebook Live. John@gardenamerica.com, 855-424-9825.
Got pictures coming over, even as we speak, from Steve in Simi Valley. Hey, also, which I will share with you, Brian, Ann and Chico Tiger said that it's in the 90s and 100s up there.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to know, is it okay to fertilize in the heat? And she has Milorganite and Bayer Rose food and wants to know what she should do. Also, can she fertilize trees and shrubs this time of year?
Let me take a stab at that. If it was chemical fertilizer, I would say no. If it's organic, depending upon the plant that you fertilized, it might be okay or not.
Yeah, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to use even the Bayer rose food, which is the all-in-one rose food, which is good, a general rule of thumb to follow is never apply fertilizers to dry soil.
Mm-hmm.
Always hydrate the plants really well. Make sure the soil's been watered well before you add the fertilizer, and then water it in. And also do it in the evening
Yep.
rather than in the heat of the day.
Yeah, and it's, kind of like what Brian was getting at. With chemical fertilizers, they can burn. And when they burn plants, when they burn roots, it does more damage than good.
Because it's going right to the plant, not the soil.
Exactly. And then organics, they dissolve down into the soil. They're feeding, you know, the roots from a natural way, so they mm-hmm. don't burn. And the other thing with chemical fertilizers, you have to be careful because some of them are kind of powdered or pelletized, and they get a dust. And if you get that on the foliage during the heat of a day, it'll burn the foliage really gotcha. Easy as well. And that's, you know, another thing back to kind of where John was saying, where you want to water real well, make sure wash off the plant, not just,
right.
you know, the soil, water it in, but actually wash off the plant so you don't get that chemical on the foliage so it doesn't burn the foliage.
So yeah. there you go. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no Miracle-Gro watering in those temperatures. That's
no.
not, because again, you're getting it on the foliage and you're burning and mm-hmm. things like that. So you got to watch out for that.
Next one, John, if you have one for us.
I don't have these pictures from Steve, and he's wishing us a happy Lorsdag.
Okay, let me figure that. Happy Lorsdag.
Yeah.
What is today's date? Today's the 22nd?
Yep.
July 22nd. Of July. And I have no idea, John, do you?
What it means?
Yeah, what he's referring to.
Sure, absolutely. It's how you say Saturday in Swedish.
Ah.
Okay, Steve. So he is collecting some pictures and sending them to you that I can probably put on Facebook here, and maybe you can stick one on the newsletter next week or whatever.
Yeah, this one this one melon that's in the picture, he says, came from Spain.
Uh-oh.
And they call it Piel de Sapo. I don't know what it is.
What's this with Steve and Spain?
Well, I was going to say,
yeah, over.
It's like, he better hope that and TSA is not listening because he's on a watch list right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he crosses now and his passport comes up, they're going to dock him.
And you can't use that antique lamp anymore.
No more.
You got to come up with something new.
They're wise to the antique lamp,
yeah.
right?
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Which email do I send this to?
You can send that to my Gmail.
Okay.
And we'll try to get that up here. Momentarily, as we multitask here and do several things, keep us on the air.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know, one of the other things we mentioned earlier was the mosquito products, the
right.
mosquito dunk from Summit Chemicals. And we were saying how it's time of year for mosquitoes. And back to kind of people get concerned with these products sometimes. And we tell people they're organic and, you know, not that everybody can trust their county or city. But believe it or not, a lot of municipalities use these kinds of products in their stagnant waterways. I know here in San Diego County, sometimes a helicopter will drop this particular product over stagnant waterways to keep the mosquito population at under control. And we're talking, you know, public waterways. So, you know,
it's gotta be safe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we like to be able to trust our government to some degree, but they've been doing it for a while, and it's a good, safe product because, you know, we would much rather have a controlled mosquito population than allow these waterways to just get overrun with problems because they carry diseases and things like that. So back to another reason why it is safe is that they use this where there's a lot of fish, a lot of wildlife, and again, these are public waterways that they use them in.
If I'm not mistaken, mosquitoes are attracted to our carbon dioxide when we breathe it out.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
part of how they hunt us.
Mm-hmm. So just don't breathe. Just don't exhale and you're fine.
Is that why some people get attacked more than other people? They breathe heavier?
Do they attack women more? Is it the mosquito or certain spiders for some reason are attracted to...
My wife gets bitten up, and I'll get nothing. We'll be out at someone's house or on vacation, and she will get eaten alive, and I've got nothing on me. So it must be that.
I've got a good idea for a one-panel cartoon I just thought of. A couple mosquitoes sitting at a dinner table at a restaurant, and you open the menu up, and it's got different blood types. I think I'll have O negative tonight. How about you, dear? I think I'll have A.
Oh, that's funny.
You know that your theory about them being attracted to carbon dioxide, and plants give off oxygen, not carbon dioxide.
Right.
They never get bit by mosquitoes.
They never.
So I think you got something there.
But I did hear that for some reason, that that's what attracts them. One of the things that does, and that women usually get bit more. All right, John, as you peruse.
But back to Tiger's theory.
Yes.
Katie says that she hardly ever gets bit, but her husband gets eaten alive.
See that?
Yeah, I wonder.
Proven wrong.
Blood type? I don't know. Well, at least you're not getting
deodorant.
Bit by vampires.
Deodorant.
Could be a lot worse.
By vampires.
Of course, they sleep in the day.
It is.
Cruising. Big shout out to Comic-Con here in San Diego.
I've never been to Comic-Con.
Really? I never have.
Oh yeah.
I think I went a long time ago when it was much smaller.
Oh.
And you can negotiate your way around. But there's just so many people. It's crazy.
Yeah,
have you been, Tiger?
Yeah, I go usually every year and just kind of check things out. I never go to the actual convention.
Yeah, you don't dress up. You're not a Darth Vader kind of a guy.
No. I never go to the convention, but if you just walk around downtown San Diego right now, there's plenty to see and it's funny. And it's interesting. I take the kids down. They love it.
Oh, yeah. Kids love that, right?
Yeah. My Isaac, right now, he has his cape that he just wears. Invincible when he's wearing it. So he's jumping off the couch. He's jumping down the stairs. So we have to restrict his wearing of it because I'm scared I'm going to go.
When I think of super dwarf tomatoes, or super dwarfs, I think of Isaac.
Yeah. He's such a little bull. He's just...
That is a great one. You're so right. Oh, man.
Anyway,
funny.
And we're talking about Tigers. He's two, right? Your 2-year-old son, Isaac. Puts the cape on. He's invincible.
You know, speaking of super dwarf tomatoes, when we get back from the commercial, we had a call this week from someone in Chico, and I'll share it with you about
Beautiful.
The super dwarfs.
All right. 855-424-9825. John@GardenAmerica.com. If you're watching us on Facebook, thank you so much. You can also pose your questions, comments right there. 16 minutes after the hour.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or John at gardenamerica.com.
Back, it is just about 22 minutes after the hour on this Saturday. 855-424-9825. Want to pick up the phone, give us a call. Zach will put you in line, get you on the air. John at GardenAmerica.com works as well. Also, Facebook Live, chatting back and forth with your questions and your comments. And again, we mentioned that the wasp was the winner. I saw the picture. That tarantula was much bigger than that wasp.
Yeah.
Wow. But we don't have any pictures or videos of a mongoose and a cobra snake. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy Saturday afternoon if you're back east. Happy Saturday morning for the rest of us. And again, we appreciate you joining us here on Garden America, John.
You know, prior to the break, I mentioned that we got a call, or I got a call during the week from Bill in Chico. And Bill said that he couldn't contain himself. He had to call and rave about how good his super dwarf tomatoes were growing.
Uh-huh.
And he said the Tasmanian chocolate is just unbelievable. It's taking the 100-degree temperatures with no problem, producing all kinds of fruit. And he just was raving on and on about these super dwarf tomatoes. And I think he got all six varieties. Mm-hmm. And he said everyone was great, everyone performing really well.
I feel they're longer... they have a longer season too, to me, because you know tomatoes that get tall and leggy throughout the year, and you know they end up kind of failing to some degree because they get too big. Well, with the super dwarf, it's nice and compact bush that I feel I get a better and longer production season out of it than a standard tomato. Also,
and the nice thing about the super dwarf tomatoes is that they continue to bear fruit, because determinate tomatoes, they'll set their fruit, mm-hmm. and then that's it.
That's it.
But it's like a determinate indeterminate.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And then the indeterminates, they keep growing, yeah. but you end up pulling the plant out because it gets ridiculous. And so I feel it's a really good in-between there to have a good season.
I think I told you this before, but the first year that we started grafting tomatoes, we were the first ones in the country doing it for home gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
And the rootstocks that were available were all rootstocks that were used in the industry, mostly the hydroponic industry, but also greenhouse growing for tomatoes. And the rootstock that we used was so vigorous that I got a picture from someone on top of their garage roof picking tomatoes. And they were really impressed.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
how practical is it to pick tomatoes off your garage roof?
Exactly. Wow, what kind of cage did they use?
A house.
My gosh. Yeah. I'm still picking tomatoes from the bush you gave Tiger and myself.
That Little Cherry Falls.
Little Cherry Falls, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tiger said his Cherry Falls isn't falling.
Mm-mm.
Well, mine's
like a little bush.
Yeah, that's what mine is. Same thing.
Yeah.
So,
but they're still producing well. They're very good.
Yeah.
Gail up in Boulder Creek sent us a note, and I never thought of this, but you know, she heard us talking about air layering,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Your small plastic shipping pots,
oh yeah,
that you use are perfect for air layering." She just cuts off the top, and she's got that snap bottom.
Yeah, that clamshell.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what a great idea!
Yeah, very good, very observant.
Yeah, way to repurpose.
Way to repurpose.
Yeah.
And just so people know, we ship out plants, and it comes in this black plastic clamshell. So, yeah, right. That you know, if you get a shipment from Garden America and you don't throw away that clamshell because you can cut
you can
it
use
and
it.
Yeah. Reuse it to do
I think airline. The one she's referring to is because we have one that's a three-pack, and then we have the singles.
Right.
And I think she's probably talking about the single.
But even if you did the three-pack and you cut them, because you can cut them into individuals.
Yeah, I think you could get two out of a three-pack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By cutting.
Well, that's industrious. That's good.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's like something you would see on Martha Stewart. I got a little note here from another picture from Rick showing critters in Oregon. Skunk.
You got a skunk picture?
You know, I kind of wonder what a skunk would smell like to me.
Well, you can't smell,
yeah,
that's
smell,
right.
So
well,
therefore,
I can. Everything smells bad, though.
But
everything smells kind of skunky.
Good. You've smelled them before, though, right?
Yeah, but...
Well, of course I did.
Yeah, okay. Now, they say tomato juice is supposed to be the remedy to get the smell off.
Yeah.
Especially if your dog or cat gets sprayed.
That's why I drink Bloody Marys.
There you go, see? Now, somebody just posted on there about, we talked about mosquitoes, that vitamin B12 is supposed to keep them away.
Is that right?
And there's some kind of pheromone thing involved. We got a link. Somebody sent us a link.
Oh, is that the one from Patty?
Yes.
So you read the link.
I didn't write. I just passed it on to you.
Oh, I haven't read it yet.
Because you're our email reader guy. So mosquitoes, skunks. I remember one morning waking up about 10 years ago, living in a buddy's house. I opened the front door, and these two skunks, just kind of hopping together, side by side. And I would imagine they were looking for grubs in the grass.
Yeah.
But cute. I didn't get too close, though.
No?
Yeah, cute little.
Pet them?
No.
Like a cat.
Pepe Le Pew.
You guys got to keep talking.
No, I enjoy the silence. It's great. I can hear the computers running, you know.
Oh.
In fact, we could sponsor the silence. Every time there's silence, we drop in, you know. This moment of silence is brought to us by our good friends at Mosquito Dunks.
I like the guy. I'm trying to think of his name now. Disturbed. I like the Disturbed version of Sounds of Silence.
I don't know.
I never heard that.
You never heard of it?
No.
No, the Disturbed version of Sounds of Silence.
Yeah, that's the name of the group, Disturbed.
Oh, I know that. Okay, sure.
Have you heard it?
I have not heard that version, no.
Oh, you'll have
really
to hear
good,
it.
Really good, huh?
It's really, really good. The guy has got a kind of a real deep Johnny Cash-type voice.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, without the...
without the trill.
Without the trill, right. But it's amazingly good.
So there's John's music tip for the week. The group Disturbed and the Simon & Garfunkel song Sounds of Silence.
And you know I'm an expert on Simon & Garfunkel since I personally have shaken their hands.
Yes, you have. And I'm reminded how you told us how soft their hands were.
That surprised me.
Well, they don't work in construction. They're,
surprised
you know,
me.
They don't, you know.
Well, it was...
I mean, did you guys go skipping off together?
Yeah, I know. How is this holding hands?
No, I just shook their hands when I met them.
Okay.
I told you it was at University of Michigan after one of their concerts, and it was before they were really popular. Songs of Silence was playing on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't mega stars yet.
I'm guessing, would this be about 63 or 67?
Yeah.
They were pretty big by 67, weren't they? Yeah, they were big.
They were both short.
Yeah. Well, that's you were surprised at how short Art Garfunkel is.
Yeah, because Art Garfunkel is about 2 inches shorter than me.
But he stands next to Paul Simon.
Right.
And when you see Paul Simon in person, he's shorter than short. He's like, you okay?
He could look Danny DeVito in the navel.
Yeah,
that's how short he is.
Exactly. All right, almost 30 minutes after the hour. It is break time here. Thank you for watching us on Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in. We broadcast on Biz Talk Radio. It is Garden America. Happy Saturday. We're coming right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back here on Garden America. Happy Saturday to you. 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Right there on Facebook. Biz Talk Radio. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. We're happy that you're spending part of your weekend with us. As John is very serious in perusing his computer and looking for different pictures and emails.
He's trying He's trying to find, because I gave him a news article during the break, and I think he believes it, you know, that Home Depot is releasing the first Bluetooth hose nozzle.
Bluetooth hose nozzle.
No, I was looking up. We were discussing the genetically engineered petunias, and Tiger was giving me his input on what happened and how they got pulled off the market. And I was looking up an article that said how the petunia carnage began.
Petunia carnage.
Apparently, the petunias had been genetically modified with to produce some really vivid colors. And someone was alerted to the fact that they were genetically modified, and there was no permission for them to sell those. But the way that it happened was about 30 years ago, I think it was a Japanese
company.
Bio company was fooling around with those. And he produced some brilliant orange colors and then never did anything with them. But so 30 years later, he's walking by the street and he's looking at some petunias in a flower pot and looks at that brilliant orange color and he goes, you know, that's not natural. Petunias. I think I know where that came from. So he got one of those petunias, had it tested.
And it was his.
And his genetic marker was in there.
Yeah.
And so he alerted the authorities in Europe and the U.S. Hey, somebody's selling these genetically modified organisms, and you haven't given your approval. So they've all been pulled from the
shelves. So somebody that was working with him obviously got a hold of it, or what?
I don't know what happened, but the point is that it's millions of dollars to produce these, and there's no way that at $1.99 for $2.99 for a six-pack, you're ever going to be making back millions of dollars. So somebody appropriated his research that was had already been paid for, said, I'll just market these. So I think that's what happened.
Good you knowledge. Know the flower industry is, believe it or not, pretty cutthroat of ways.
Pretty nefarious, huh?
You know, when it comes to patents on plants, you know, whether it be a rose or calabracoa or petunia, if
it's serious,
you know, in the retail industry, we have people that come in probably about 3 to 4 times a year and walk through the nursery, looking at our plants, and if they find one that isn't properly labeled or doesn't have the proper name or something of that.
Like the Men in Black.
Yeah, then they'll either... They don't find the retailer too responsible for it too often. It's more the wholesale
where we buy it from. Because you don't have time to change anything.
Yeah, we're not growing it out there.
But they want to make sure that it's labeled properly.
Yeah, so the right company gets their royalties and gets their recognition for their product.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, this sounds to me like somebody that would be coming in a surprise visit from the health board coming into a restaurant or something.
Yep. Yeah, it is a surprise visit. They don't ever notify you when they're coming.
Now, but are they obvious to you when you see them? Do you know who they are?
I would say they're somewhat obvious. They usually they have not a badge. They have a name thing, and they carry a clipboard, and they're walking in with an agenda.
Yeah.
You know, most people walking in the nursery and they don't really have an agenda too much, especially if they're just walking in the nursery.
You
but these people have an agenda.
You put a clipboard in anybody's hands and they look official.
Yeah, I just walk around.
Look busy.
Right.
Get a clipboard with a pencil and a string attached. And you're good to go.
Have you noticed as you get older that there's always a little bit of truth to everything you remember?
I like that a little bit. That's a good quote. There's a little bit of truth to everything you remember.
That's right.
That's good.
Fortunately, we have listeners with better memories and knowledge of the facts than us, and our good friend Mike up in Sunnyvale, California,
right,
is setting us straight on the mongoose in Hawaii.
Thank you. What does he say about that?
Well, he says that the mongoose was introduced into Hawaii to control the rat problem.
Oh,
okay.
And he said that since rats are nocturnal and mongoose are alive during the day,
they never see each other.
It didn't work.
Okay, so it was a rat, not a snake.
Yeah, so now he says we have a mongoose and a rat problem.
Wow.
And he said that most of the Hawaiian islands have chickens and roosters everywhere, but Oahu doesn't because the mongoose eats the eggs of the chicken. And he also points out Hawaii doesn't have any snakes.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that when you said that there are no snakes on the island at all.
Yeah. Now, I think what I was thinking of, and he reminded me, was if you go to Guam, there's brown snakes everywhere. I mean, millions of them. I mean, they're in the trees. They have to put up electric fences to keep them out of where people are.
Uh-huh.
What
is a brown snake? It's not like a gopher snake.
It's
it actually dangerous?
You know, I have to check.
Okay.
I know they bite.
Yeah, okay.
Whether they're poisonous or not, I don't know. I know that in Guam they had a problem with them eating virtually all the bird, destroying all the bird life.
Can destroy the ecosystem.
Yeah, because they go up into trees.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, they said that they got there in the wheel well of a plane.
That's how they got there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, another example of invasive species that doing things where they shouldn't be. And then, Brian, you sent me a note that said there was a caller. Did you send me this?
This was an email that I got, I believe, right? Or I got it off Facebook. I forget which.
Well, it says that we had a caller and wanted to
pass along that only
the female mosquitoes bite.
That was actually from our board op, Zach. Somebody called in and told him that, I just copied his instant message and sent it to you. Talk about a short memory here.
Wow. That happened 30 seconds ago.
Wow. I can tell you what I did as a kid.
That is true, though, that only female mosquitoes bite.
And they need the blood to for their eggs or something? Or
I don't know. There's a reason why
they need the blood, I guess.
I don't know about that, but that's also why you could control mosquito populations by releasing sterile males.
Oh.
So they irradiate the male mosquitoes, let them out into the environment, and they compete with the...
sterile males?
With the fertile males, compete with them for the females. And I'm trying to think now, because obviously the eggs that were produced wouldn't hatch. But I'm trying to think that I think... I'm not sure how technology's come along, but I remember years ago the problem with doing that was that after they were irradiated, the males weren't that strong, and it was hard for them to compete with the natural males that were out there. I don't know. I do know there was an island, and I think it was in the Caribbean, and again, there's some truth to what I remember, where they tried this with flies, and they virtually wiped flies off the island by releasing sterile males.
Here's a story we haven't heard about in a long time. What is the status on the killer bees?
Oh, yeah.
How far up did they make it?
Well, I actually met with a bee producer, because bees are a common thing right now as far as in the industry, what's going on and everything. And so I asked this question, what's the deal? And they said, number one, it's so hard to determine between killer bee and not killer bee.
And they've interbred so much.
And they've interbred so much that it's kind of like a mute issue.
Did they calm down? Did the inbreeding calm them down a little bit? Because didn't they mate with the European bee?
And it didn't necessarily calm them down. But, I mean, first off, the perception of a killer bee was much different than the reality. You know, people think killer bee and they think of these swarms going through a city and just biting everyone.
Well, like
as
if
they
you had
by.
A lot, like, no, they didn't like noise, supposedly. So I've
they're
heard
just
stories,
more aggressive.
I've heard stories of people with a lawnmower, you know, and they get too close or something and it ticks them off and then they come after you. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean
they're
like,
just more
it's
aggressive.
It's like a Popeye cartoon, you know, where they all get together and.
But when we get back, I'll explain more.
Okay, sure.
Because, yeah, I think that the. Has moved away too. And that's why people don't bring it into the news as much.
We have one more segment coming up, which means one more commercial break here on this Saturday. Happy Saturday afternoon to our fans on the East Coast and the rest of us. Good morning. Happy weekend, Garden America. Brian Main, John Begnasco, and Tiger Palafox. Biz Talk Radio stepping aside, coming right back. Stay with us. One more segment, as I mentioned.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise.
IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour, we finished up with the bees, John, for the music.
Yeah, we just got a comment on that.
Reference to last hour.
Yeah.
All right, John at GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live, questions, comments, or 855-424-9825. This is it, boys. Final segment.
Yeah. Right. Tiger, and you were going to finish up with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were talking about
bees, right?
We were talking about the bees and the Africanized bees. And then European bee, and how there's really no great way to tell them apart besides dissecting them and getting in there, and they've interbred so much, and the problem, I wouldn't say isn't as big as it was put out there, but you know, the name killer bee made this sound aggressive, chasing you down the street.
It's almost like marketing.
Yeah, but nowadays too, with the bee population not being stable, I think that they've also turned away from trying to have people go after killer bees or eradicate it, because they're just trying to, I think, save the bee population in general.
And by doing that, you would risk hurting good bees.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say, after I had this meeting, the one thing I found really exciting when it comes to bee populations is that no matter where you live, beyond the European bee, which is most common everywhere you go, there's a lot of native. For instance, Southern California has 40 or 50 really common native varieties of bee, which do wonderful things besides just the pollination. And there's plants and there's different homes that they live in and things like that, that they were trying to get more people to be more cognizant of, hey, how do we take care of the native bee population? Some of them actually live underground. Some of them don't build hives. And it was really neat to
a lot of them are solitary,
right?
Like the mason bees and things like that.
Yeah, so people need to know that there's more than just the basic bee out there, and there are ways that you can have plants, have things in your own garden that would help the bee population.
You know, I noticed on the little pots I have on my patio when I water, and then it goes into that little saucer.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed three or four bees at a time down there. They look like they're drinking the water.
Oh, yeah. They are drinking the water. And that's, you know, besides a bird bath for birds, they tell you to put something out there for bees as well. And so, you know, bring it all back around, the mosquito dunks, they don't hurt the bee population either, right?
No, he said they were, I mean, they don't, as far as I know, he didn't mention that they hurt anything.
Yeah.
Except mosquitoes.
Except, there you go. Yeah. Except mosquitoes.
Speaking of mosquitoes, we got a email from a listener that says Tiger has mosquito named after him.
The tiger mosquito?
The tiger mosquito.
I definitely feel it was named after me.
Yes, of course.
He said we have them in the San Gabriel Valley, and they bite during the day. He says they're very sneaky. They attack from behind, usually from the ground up. Their bites really itch. So,
wow.
A lot in common with tiger.
Yeah, his bites itch as well.
He's kind of sneaky and gets you from behind.
Now, when we were a kid, we put calamine lotion on. Does that even exist anymore? You remember calamine lotion?
Yep. Yeah, I know it exists because that's used for poison oak still, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
It still
poison
exists.
Poison ivy.
It's like this pink stuff you'd rub on your arm.
You'd have all these pink little blotches. Yep. Your mom would.
Exactly.
I remember that.
I've told you this before. Back in Michigan, they didn't have poison oak so much. It was mostly poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was terribly allergic to poison ivy.
Is this Dave?
No, my brother Tom.
Okay.
I think Dave's allergic, too. And you'd have to be careful burning things in the fall, because if you put poison ivy, you know, if you raked it up or put, you know, into piles, because they burn leaves back there, if you put that in there, and then people inhaled the smoke, and you were allergic to it.
Oh, you'd have a reaction.
Yeah, you have a huge
right into your system.
Yeah, you have to go right to the hospital. So my dad and I would go out, and we would, whenever we saw it, we would pull it up and clear it, because we weren't allergic to it. We didn't need gloves or anything.
It didn't bother you guys at all?
Not at all.
Wow.
And I don't think I've gotten poison oak here in California, so may not be allergic to that either. I don't know if that lasts your whole life or if you can change.
Yeah. Hmm.
But my sons are definitely allergic to poison oak.
You found that out probably several times?
Oh, yeah, when we lived out in Duluth, and they'd go playing paintball and things like that and come back itching from head to toe.
Oh, my gosh. So the difference between poison ivy, poison oak, they basically do the same thing to you, right? When you come up against them?
They're both toxic plants, but obviously they're different species.
Sure.
They're not, I don't think they're related at all. See, poison ivy is Toxicodendron radicans. I can't think of what poison oak is offhand.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're related. But both those, I believe, were... Oh, you didn't go with us when we went to England the first time.
No.
We were in the garden of the Duchess... part of the garden of the Duchess of Northumberland, which is right across the Scottish border with England. And her grounds are beautiful. She had a great collection of David Austin roses. But then she had this one garden that had a gate all the way around it, a fence, a wrought iron fence, and a skull and crossbones on the gate going into the garden.
Every plant was poisonous, right?
Every plant in the garden was poisonous.
Wow.
Every single one.
Wow.
So you had to be careful where you walked. Some of them were only poisonous if you ate them.
You ate them.
But there was poison ivy in there and things like that, so you had to watch what you touched. So that was... I think she had kind of a strange sense of humor anyway, because she's the one who went to the veterinarian down the street, and whenever a dog would die, he would hold it for her, and she would have it stuffed, and she'd put him in different poses around the castle.
That's a little strange. Hey, we should mention as we begin to close out that we are taking next weekend off, so this show is going to be replayed on BizTalk Radio. And, of course, you can always go back to Facebook Live and watch the entire show. But wanted to mention that. So if you missed any mosquito dunk information with our guest, Bill, we'll have that next week.
So if it is next week and you've called in and we haven't answered or addressed your questions, it's because this is just a replay.
This is this whole time warp thing.
And if it is next week and this is it, we will be live the following week.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I want to thank the entire crew. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Zach. The guys back at the Starship for keeping us on the air. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll be back live in 2 weeks, recorded next week. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.